Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post described the position statement from the National Strength and Conditioning Association about long-term athletic development for youth. Our second post this week was about two studies where the authors found that patients who suffered sudden cardiac death reported experiencing more cardiac symptoms prior to death compared with control patients. The authors found that overall, 60-89% of deaths from sudden arrhythmic death syndrome and hypertrophic cardiomyopathy were among males. 35% of patients with sudden arrhythmic death syndrome experienced at least one cardiac symptom, of which presyncope or syncope was the most common. Other symptoms that were reported were difficulty breathing, chest pain, and aborted sudden cardiac death. For sudden death attributable to hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, 55% of the cases reported cardiac symptoms more than an hour prior to death, and 42% sought medical attention. Within an hour of death, 34%, almost 1 out of 3 people with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, reported symptoms. Overall, the most common cardiac symptom for this group was chest pain and difficulty breathing. For both groups of patients, these cardiac symptom findings were much less common among the control cases of death. Overall, the current studies present an interesting first look at symptoms experienced by two groups of patients with sudden cardiac death. It's important for clinicians to focus on the methodology of these studies. The symptoms, which were extracted by conversations with the patient's family members or with other medical professionals who may have seen the patients prior to death. While this is limiting, it highlights how difficult gathering data about sudden cardiac deaths can be. It also underlines the number of cases where there were warning signs that could have been detected if we knew what to look for. Clinically, the data presented in these studies should encourage clinicians to be conscious of all cardiac symptoms, as well as immediately refer patients experiencing these symptoms to other members of the sports medicine team. These studies caught my eye this week because we often think about the sudden aspect to sudden cardiac death, but these studies highlight that there are symptoms if we know what to look for. Using this information, we need to start educating our high-risk populations about these symptoms so that they know what to look for. And furthermore, we need to be on the lookout for these symptoms so that we recognize the potential problems before they escalate. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our social media posts included a lower extremity review article on dynamic warm-up with balance and plyo work, leading to safer landings. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.